Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. As the new year begins, we get tips from a panel of experts in mindfulness and cultural connection about staying on a more positive and meaningful path for 2026. DJ Eagle Bear Vanis is an Odawa motivational storyteller and wrote the book Warrior Within. He also hosts the PBS special Discovering Your Warrior Spirit. Vanis says looking ahead with optimism often starts with confronting regrets or worries from the past.
Struggle is universal. You know, we're all going through something. You know, this might have been a really terrible year for certain folks out there listening to through loss, through pain. I found that that's more often the case than not, is we're carrying more than we need to be able to find a way to deal with that, to get those emotions out of you, to work on fixing that pain, whether we do it through traditional means, whether we do it through therapy, whether we do it through journaling, or being able to release ourselves from that is something only we can do. But I do know that if we don't find a way to release those emotions and get to the bottom of what happened and why we feel the way that we feel, what we tend to do is suppress it. We carry it, we stuff it away. And the problem is we run out of places to stuff the stuff. And then it starts to leak out in ways that we don't want it to. Everybody's going to go through hard times and pain. That's inevitable. Mm-hmm. But I've also learned that going through the hardest times in our lives can bring out the best stuff we never knew we had.
That is DJ Eagle Bear Vanis, who says his own personal hardships were often the most deeply transformational. Michael Yellowbird also mentions healing as a way to grow emotionally and physically. He is a professor at the Faculty of Social Work at the University of Manitoba. He is Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara. His research focuses on the effects of colonization on Indigenous peoples, which he says is foundational in understanding individual responses to hardship.
I think the first thing really is kind of really understanding who you are. Indigenous people come from collectivist cultures, so we have genetic markers that really sort of define that in a really interesting way. And there's a particular gene called a serotonin transporter gene that, you know, is really active when we're in grouping. You know, change is not like a single individual kind of thing. A collectivist culture are people that, you know, are integrated with one another. When they have that particular kind of relationship, it really activates this particular gene. It's a collectivist gene that also codes for collectivism, also codes for humor. And so when we laugh, you know, even at ourselves, or we laugh at our struggle, that it's really a positive thing. So when you're priming yourself to do something, you know, that's a really important thing to remember, is that being around, you know, a group of collectivist people, having a good sense of humor, is really sort of built into our genes as Indigenous people.
Yellowbird also says his own routine includes exercise, meditation, and keeping a daily journal as ways to maintain a healthy mental and physical balance. Dreams are a vehicle for balance for Eduardo Duran. He is a psychologist and author of Healing the Soul Wound. He is Apache, Tewa, and Lakota. In his work with Native veterans, he recommends they pay close attention to any messages their dreams may be giving them.
I consider all of life a ceremony, and I consider war and being a veteran part of that ceremony. And so when, you know, I talk to veterans, I usually try to reconnect them back to spirit. And the way to do that is by consulting their dreams. Dreams are not really accounted for in the healing process. Most veterans, when I see them and they're going through PTSD and all of those struggles, it's usually dreams that are tormenting them. And a lot of times it is because of those dreams that they use substance, alcohol, and those sort of things mainly to make the dreams go away. What I do instead is I encourage them to make contact with whoever's in the dream, ask them what they want, and then to make a bargain with them and offer them an offering. All cultures, and I believe all spiritual traditions, came from the dream itself. And so I really, you know, want to make sure that people listen to their dreams and start talking about their dreams.
That is Eduardo Duran, who says getting in touch with one's subconscious is a skill people can carry with them for life once they master it. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.